Welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, where we are always daring to be different. Get ready to be inspired. Let's get moving toward our goals. And here to make that happen is our host, Yaya Diamond.
Wow, wow, wow. Welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, yet again, another Red Hot Reality edition of just a wonderful show on top of show on top of show, and over 300 episodes, and wonderful. Thank you all you guys for downloading the show. You can get these downloads of these shows anywhere on iTunes, Spreaker, Google Play. You can also listen to us on 97.5 FM. Real Community Radio in Northport, Florida, as well as on Blonde Baby Radio. And I have wonderful people, of course. I always have wonderful people. I am biased because I have the best guests ever. I'm sorry. No one else can top me. That's it. Because I have the best guests ever. And there is no exception when it comes to this next guest. You know, I am excited about this next guest that's going to be calling in any moment now. And I'm telling you that writers are a breed of their own. I mean, think about it. They have to sit there. They have to come up with a character. They have to really emerge themselves into every aspect of what they're doing. It's like as if they get lost in translation. And, wow, I just want to say that, I mean, much and mad respect to all the writers that come on this show. And I want to say welcome to the next guest. Please tell everybody who you are and please pronounce your name.
This is Avraham Azrieli. I'm an author, most recently of a novel called... Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
It looks like I can't really connect. I can't hear you. Let's see if we can try this again. Hello?
I can hear you.
I am not getting a signal. If you can please just hang up and call back, and we can get you back on the show.
Okay.
Because you're not coming through. Oh, there you are. Wait. Don't go anywhere. I hear you now. Yes, definitely. So tell everybody, I know it's Avraham, but
yes.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Avraham Azrieli.
Azrieli. Awesome. And, you know, I was telling everybody what an admiration I have for writers. So you have your book, Deborah Calling. Tell us about that.
Deborah Calling is actually a second book in a series of novels I'm writing for HarperCollins Publishers about a historical figure named Deborah, who is mentioned in the Bible as Deborah the Prophet. The story starts when she's a teenager, and I'm filling in really what's missing from the story in the Bible, where she appears as an adult and a very prominent woman at a time really where no women were prominent at all.
Right. Wow. And how did you become interested in Deborah's story?
My novels in general touch on politics, on history, on Jewish history, on stories of Israel, and kind of all together touch on this story. It has everything in it. It has the history of Israel. It obviously takes place 3,200 years ago in ancient Israel. It has politics because this woman rose to become the leader of Israel, the religious leader, as a prophet, a judge, which was the political leader, and a military leader. She won a tremendous war against the Canaanites, liberating the ancient Israelites. So you have politics, you have suspense, you have drama, and she's an incredible person, obviously, to be able to break through the glass ceiling, which was very low for women in ancient Israel. And it's still very low for many women in the Middle East. So all these elements attracted me to try and tell an interesting story, and it's working out great. It's a wonderful adventure.
Mm. So is this story of Deborah relevant to our own time and modern society?
I think it very much is. First of all, you know, in the West, women have relatively equality in most of the Western countries. Though still there are struggles. You know, women make less money, have obviously subjected to violence, etc. But in much of the world, women are still living not much better than during the times of the Bible. In much of the Middle East and Africa, women have no rights. They're subjected to terrible treatment. They're limited. In some countries, they cannot go out of the house without a male supervision. So I think it's very relevant in a sense of here is a young woman who grows up in a society where women had no rights, and she's able to break through and realize what is really in the second novel, Deborah Calling. It's about her true calling. She feels this is her true calling, to speak for God and for justice, and that's what she does.
Now, what was the most surprising thing you learned in writing Deborah Calling?
I think the most surprising part is how people, even though we've changed a lot in some ways, people have not changed. The same motivations, the same, for good and for bad. You have passion and you have hate. You have empathy and you have cruelty. You have greed and you have generosity. You have envy. These feelings and these motivations really haven't changed. We have iPhones and cars and airplanes, but we still are driven, I think,
right,
by the same strong motivations for good and for bad. So for me to write the story, this is the furthest back I've gone in terms of historical fiction. Some of my other novels are set in more recent history. But this is really going back to ancient history. And while I did tremendous amount of research about how people lived at the time to make sure it's authentic and correct, the adventures and the conflicts and the way people fight and love, what's interesting is that it hasn't really changed that much.
Right. And what was the hardest thing to write then?
Say it again. I didn't hear your question.
What was the hardest thing that you wrote in this book?
You know, the hardest thing to write, I think for most writers, is when your character suffers. When the character that you've grown attached to and is very real suffers and goes into terrible situations. And when you write an adventure, a suspenseful story like this, it's real life. And real life, especially during those ancient years, life was very hard. So it is hard to write, emotionally speaking, but it's also rewarding. And I hear from readers that they feel it's a real story. They feel that they are transported to that reality by the book, and that's obviously the most rewarding. It means my, challenging work has borne fruit.
And that's good. It's a really good thing. So will there be more novels in the Deborah Rising series?
Again, I didn't hear you. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Will there be more novels in the Deborah Rising series?
Yes, yes. I actually recently completed the third manuscript in the series and submitted it to the publisher. They're looking at it right now. And that brings her to a very important point where she accomplishes some of her goals. And there may be more novels. I'm contemplating that right now because her story goes further. She has achieved incredible things according to the recorded history we have. And she really is the first woman for which we have a written record to have achieved such prominence, to actually lead a nation in ancient history. She's really the first one to do that. And I think it's tremendous.
I think so, too. And do you hear back from the readers? Do they respond to you as well, or do you respond to them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I've received, emails and which they can send me through my website, as well as, reviews from almost every country in the world. And the reaction has been wonderful. People really connect with the story. It's obviously, it's very suspenseful and adventurous. Deborah is a great character to work with, I've been having fun, and the readers have, and they have communicated very warmly, and I've been able to communicate with some of them back, again, through my website.
awesome. And did anything about writing this book force you to step out of your comfort zone?
Well, by definition, to write from a point of view of a she's a 13, 14, 15, a girl in ancient Israel. For me, you know, I'm a a male, much older, living in a Western country, 3,200 years later. So yes, it's very challenging to go back and pretend that you're that person and tell her story as authentically, as excitingly, and as real as you can. So it requires a certain leap of faith in my own ability to write and in my hope that the readers feel that it's true. And so far, the readers seem to have responded very nicely and embraced it. So I think it's working out.
Awesome. So let me ask you one more question. This is going to be the most important question that I ask you. Where can readers find out more about you and Deborah Colling?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the Deborah Rising series, the first two books, Deborah Rising and Deborah Colling, are available everywhere books are sold, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, as well as all the ebook outlets like iTunes and Google Play. So the books are available everywhere as ebooks and as paperback. To find out more information, I have a very nice website that people can visit and find out a lot of information about this series, the Deborah Rising series, as well as my other books. And the website is my last name and the word books, which will be www.azrielibooks.com. And there is a contact page through there that a reader can also send me a nice note.
Awesome. That is very convenient. And also, I commend you. Is there anything that you would like to say to your readers today? Because everybody has something that they can inspire someone with. I mean, what would that be for you?
For me, it's really to read and to write. Many of my readers are writers or aspiring writers. And I always, give a shout for that because I know how difficult it is and how people have little faith in their own ability. So for me, it's writing, but really anything else. And Deborah Colling is about that. It's about feeling what is your true calling. What do you really want to achieve? And pursue it. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to naysayers. But follow your true calling. And that's what Deborah did, and that's what I try to implement in my own life.
Awesome. And you know what? I agree. I think you know that I pretty much totally agree with you because that's what this is all about. Wow. And I want to thank you for being on the show. And you have to let us know about the sequel or if there's going to be a movie or a TV show or something to that effect, or even the other books that are coming out. I'm very excited about the whole thing because you're right. I mean, living in the Western world, us women, and I'm talking as a woman, are very spoiled. We get what we want, We have the opportunity to pursue things that most women of different nations or different countries don't have. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
Thank you, Abraham.
Thank you, and take good care.
All right, you too. Wow, and that was Avram Azraeli. He's the author of Deborah Colling, and that's at azraelibooks.com. We put that up on our site so that you can go ahead and click on that and order that book if that's something that you're interested in. Definitely get the book.